Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 63 degrees here at 6:30 on a Tuesday morning. For the fourth time, Democrat presidential candidates meet on the debate stage, this time in Ohio.
Tonight's CNN New York Times debate at Otterbein University will set an attendance record. For the first time, 12 candidates are on the same stage in a single three-hour debate.
When we do debates, the goal is to get people out of their silos. The goal is to make news, to find out something new here.
Fox News politics editor Chris Steierwalt says that can present a bigger challenge with a bigger field of candidates sharing the same stage at the same time. The top tier of candidates has not shifted much, though Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has picked up ground in some surveys. She now leads former Vice President Joe Biden. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Wichita attorney faces federal charges in court today.
Brad Pistotnik is charged with computer fraud, conspiracy, and lying to the FBI. He originally pleaded not guilty, but is expected to change his plea. Prosecutors say Pistotnik and a co-defendant are responsible for cyber attacks on websites that were critical of the attorney's work. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A 49-year-old man was robbed and shot by another man he knew inside a residence in North Wichita early Sunday. Victim says the suspect pointed a handgun at him in the 1500 block of North Gentry demanding money. Suspect then shot the man in the leg, took his jacket, and walked away. Police Captain Brent Allred says the suspect was soon located. He was wearing a bulletproof vest.
And was arrested without incident in the 1500 block of North Kenmore. Officers did recover the victim's property along with a handgun and drug paraphernalia. Inside the home at the time was a 70-year-old female, 60-year-old male, and another unknown female. This is not a random incident.
25-year-old man booked into jail for aggravated robbery, aggravated battery, possession of drug paraphernalia, and criminal possession of a firearm.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will be asked to approve up to $24 million in bonds for Riverfront Vista LLC, an apartment complex on the west bank of the river downtown. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
That is the final letting of that complex there that has the bike and boat rental. You know, WSU actually runs that bike and boat rental portion of that.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Shocking accusations in a lawsuit filed against a jail in Missouri.
Albert Ockel is suing Wayne County, its sheriff, his deputies, and also jailers. Ockel's attorney says after his client's arrest for drunk driving in 2016, he suffered a manic episode and was placed in a restraint chair. The lawyer says instead of getting checked out by a doctor, that's where Ockel remained for 5 days, and he wasn't allowed to take bathroom breaks. The plaintiff also claims he had a blanket over his head for 24 hours and was subjected to racial slurs. The defendant's attorney believes any damage suffered by Ockel was the result of his own carelessness and negligence due to his actions in the jail. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The Kansas City T-Bones are officially locked out of their stadium in Kansas City, Kansas. The unified government of Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas, changed the locks and padlocked the gates of the stadium Monday because the team has failed to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in unpaid debts. Government issued an eviction notice in August after the T-Bones accumulated more than $760,000 in back rent and utility payments. 6:33 now, Steve and Ted, and let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cooler air is going to work its way in across south central Kansas today. We expect a windy afternoon, though, with a high 66. Northeast winds may gust up to 35 miles per hour late this afternoon. It'll be clear and breezy through tonight, our low 39, then sunny on Wednesday with a high 62. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, fog, south wind gusting to 22 miles per hour and 63 degrees. 6:33 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today is Tuesday, October 15th, 2019.
The Ides of October.
The Ides of October here, and on this date in 1951, the sitcom I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, premiered on CBS. It ran until mid-1957 and went into reruns. I guess you can probably still see it today somewhere, but I think one of the first sitcoms I can remember. It was... some reason it was in the daytime, I think, because I remember watching it in the daytime when I was about 5 or 6 years old. And you had this, of course, we couldn't tell she had red hair because we only had black and white.
Yeah.
But Lucille Ball, she had quite a career. She was doing a lot of movies before she ever got into TV with Desi. But, you know, the thing that they always talk about how funny she was, and she was a very funny person, had a great sense of humor, but she was a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she was one of MGM's starlets back in the day.
Starlet. I mean, when we worked at the KFH studio that was downtown in Cary House Square, they had lined the wall down there in this round foyer we had down there around the studios. I don't know if you were ever down there, Ted. They lined it with photos that were signed to different people, to KFH.
Right.
And they had one of them, black and white, of Lucille Ball. And I just remember looking at that thing. Good Lord, she's a nice-looking woman. They had a black-and-white photo. So, yeah, but she had a great career. And, of course, you had her Fred and Ethel Mertz, the neighbors. And, okay, Ted, what was Ethel's real name? Vivian Vance.
Vivian Vance, Kansas native.
Yeah, she's from Parsons or somewhere down in southeast Kansas.
Southeast Kansas.
And the guy who played
William Frawley.
William Frawley.
Another great character actor.
Right. And I guess from what I've heard, He and Vivian just hated each other.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well. Didn't get along, really.
A lot of that venom on the screen was actually, wasn't too much acting there. They were just, wow.
So my question to you is, where are all those pictures that used to be at KFA? Where are they?
They are somewhere, I think. Now, Tony Dusing, our program director, is huge into the history of radio, and I think he's got them in his collection someplace. Now,
I don't know where
they wound up at the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Society. I'm not sure where they were, but he collected enough stuff.
I would love to see those.
To make an exhibition, to make a real good radio exhibition, but I don't know where they are. Tony can tell you, though. He's keeping track of them. Got a great big photo of yours truly with Nancy Landon Kassebaum. Of course, you'd be interested in that one, too, wouldn't you? There's some interesting stuff, though. And I don't know where he's got it. He found it someplace for it. But it's going to take some storage because there are several items, you know. All right, 6:35, Steve and Ted. 67-year-old woman with a history of sneaking onto flights without a ticket will remain jailed after the latest incident in which police say she tried to get past security at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago.
Just like Helen Hayes in the movie.
Is that what she did?
Airport, yeah.
She snuck on? Marilyn Hartman was arrested Friday night, later charged with felony criminal trespass. A judge granted her bail but ordered that she stay in custody until a related probation hearing. Now, Hartman's arrest marks the latest chapter in a story that's played out for a decade at airports across the U.S., including last year when she was arrested after sneaking onto a flight from O'Hare to London. Apparently it's something this woman just likes to do.
Yeah, we get one of these stories about once a year.
Yeah, she would.
And it's usually a woman. I don't know why.
It's usually the same woman.
They just sneak on to fly. Yeah,
I know we've done several on Marilyn Hartman. She just keeps doing the same thing over and over again. And I don't know how you could sneak onto an airline. You got to go past in a line, a pretty rigid line, past somebody who's scanning your ticket. How could you sneak on? She must have gone around and said,
sure,
hey, look over there.
I'm sure she hides in the airports and does whatever she needs to do.
Yeah. Hawaii officials say an increase in sexually transmitted diseases to the highest numbers reported in decades can be linked to the prevalence of online dating. The Honolulu Star Advertiser reported that cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis have increased significantly in the state. State says all three infections were at or near their highest rate in about 30 years. Health officials say more connections are made rapidly with many more people through online dating services. It's another social diseases from the social media, I guess is the way you put it. 6:37 now, Stephen.
Well, people were getting those diseases 30 years ago, before the internet.
Yeah, but not the numbers have got now. Yeah, they've been getting those diseases for a long time.
I think those have been around for a while, yeah.
But yeah, maybe we'll. I think we got measles, though, knocked out again. They said the other day. All right, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, Monday, the live cattle and feeder cattle were able to score another round of new highs for the current move to the upside, and they closed positive with triple-digit gains. Managed money buying has been supported to our cattle futures, and last week we saw Kansas feed yards sell nearly 12,000 head of cattle at an average price of $108.65 on the hoof, almost $2 higher than the previous week. The lean hog started the session strong to the upside yesterday, then traded mixed and closed mostly positive. December live cattle yesterday, $1.30 higher at $113.45. November feeders up $1.82 at $146.07. And December hogs down 47 cents at $69.12. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures all made new highs on Monday for the current move to the upside, but came off those highs by the close. Only the corn closed slightly on the negative side. Now, concerns over last week's China-U.S. handshake deal put a cap on price action yesterday. Now, Brazil is 11% planted on their soybean crop. A year ago's pace was 20%. At the moment, we're seeing downside across the board. December KC wheat down 4 cents at 421 and 3 quarters. December corn down 3 and a half cents at 394 and a quarter, with November soybeans down 3 and 3 quarters at 936 and 3 quarters. November crude oil, 65 cents lower at $52.94. December gold up $1 at $1,498.60. December S&P, 9.25 points higher at $29.74 and 3 quarters. December dollar index, 8 cents higher at $98.24. December Dow Jones futures up 88 points at $26,834. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, is it hard to keep your nose to the grindstone on afternoons like we had yesterday over there? Weather-wise?
I've got a pretty tough boss, so I can't, stray away and try to go outside and play.
Yeah, she ever hit you with a rolling pin?
I can't say because she told me that she'd hit me again if I did.
Okay, and did you think she's listening right now? I'm talking about your wife, of course.
Very possibly so. She's got her spies after, I think, Steve.
Is she out with her big rubber boots on milking all the cows for you, or what's going on right now?
No, but I tell you what, she does have some really pretty rubber boots that she wears when we're out working.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, kind of psychedelic.
Do they have high heels or anything?
I know they don't.
I probably don't want to tell me about that.
Yeah, be careful here.
Yeah. Well, autumn is here, and just enjoy the weather, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you, sir. 6:41 now. Steve and Ted. Hey, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way, and he's going to talk about younger and riskier. That's coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
It's like our soap opera.
Yeah, really.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.